time now for a copyrighted feature of the Ubu Hour Radio Theater, the K-Bulletin Board, where we list stuff that could well be happening soon in and around Portland, but only maybe.
Let's lead off with this. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry toward the North Plains Assembly of God Adult Choir's unplanned tribute to the state of Oklahoma this coming weekend, a free concert at a parking lot somewhere in the vicinity of the Beaverton Arby's. Because Andrew Lloyd Webber has never written a piece of his typical British trashola, one that extols the Sooner State, the program will consist of, fittingly enough, songs from the Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway musical, Oklahoma.
As you probably know, the state of Oklahoma is God's frequent target for natural disasters like tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes, as well as such unnatural disasters as batshit crazy politicians, oil spills, grain silo explosions, dust storms, animal riots, country music outages, and mass shootings, many of the shootings featuring gun-happy cops wearing KKK hoods. Did we leave anything out? Oh yeah, terrorist attacks on federal buildings. Not to mention that the state is also home to Oral Roberts University.
But the choir will attempt to convince us through song that Oklahoma is okay. Donations solicited at the concert will finance Okie families who desperately wish to move to Arkansas but are too poor to do so.
One feature of the concert will be the Singing Joads, a family that performs in the style of the Beverly Hillbillies.
In the event of rain, performers will force their way into the Arby's and spectators will be invited to follow.
A modern dance troupe out of Passaic, New Jersey will appear on stage at the Newkirk for a one-night performance of Jive Turkey Leisure Suit, commemoration of all things 1975. Alvin Toffler Jr. is, as usual, the lead choreographer, and his wife Marge, also as usual, will be the lone dancer. She will be accompanying herself on the Inuit whale skin reverberating tinkly things. An unusual element of the dance is that Marge, wearing wooden Dutch clogs and steel taps, will be dancing atop empty 55-gallon fertilizer drums. That's next Friday at Newkirk.
A smoke-in will be held in the living room of Travis Alexander O'Gurgle at 1212 Funston Lane in Buckman. This will be a marathon pot-smoking event protesting high prices at the Mr. Green Jeans cannabis store on Burnside at 9th. If you think prices at that store are too high, come and join the smoke-in beginning this Friday night. It will likely continue through the rest of the week, maybe even into the following week, depending upon how supplies hold out. So please bring a sleeping bag, some munchies to share, and, if you're old enough to be on Social Security, some phrases from the 60s you'll be willing to share, like, "This shit is so bitchin', man."
A dance presentation to benefit Fuck Bees, Friends of the Unprotected Courageous Bees, may or may not be presented at the Harry Quisling Gimlet Elementary School in Damascus. Freeform dancers trained at a Reed College dormitory will perform the premiere of a ballet titled "We of the Universe Need the Courageous Bees to Pollinate Our Plants." Choreography is by the new staff of the Portland Mercury. Six male dancers will represent worker bees darting from flower to flower in a simulation of pollination with the flowers portrayed by female dancers. All dancers will be totally nude, no matter what the weather conditions, and the dance is expected to be quite graphic, as some actual pollination will be going on. However, as it's educational as well as natural and organic and gluten-free, and is not at all intended to be titillating, organizers see no reason why children cannot attend. They point out that, after all, it's art, it's educational, represents a good cause. The event might take place this Sunday after local area churches let out, though no one's certain.
On tour for the first time since his death this past year, David Bowie will be appearing at the Moda Center for one night only, March 22nd. The show has been sold out, so no tickets are available, though I do have a pair of balcony seats I'm scalping for $800 each.
Martial arts fighting using airborne drones comes to Portland for the first time at the Expo Center this year as the Portland Air Floaters take on the Petaluma Wham Bam Drifters. Paramutual betting will, of course, be a feature of the contest. The Drifters have an unbeaten record, having defeated the Federal Way Floozies last week up in Olympia.
They attribute their domination of the sport to the fact that their drones are refurbished, retired combat veteran drones purchased from the CIA.
The Floaters are also undefeated, as this will be their first match. Says team manager Bernard Flogger,
"We're really excited about this. This is better than sex with my wife. Maybe even with anybody's wife."
It should be a good match. If you've never attended one, the drones are armed only with rubber band guns and short-range flamethrowers. No Hellfire missiles or machine guns are permitted, so any danger to spectators will most likely be nearly nil, perhaps comparable to the degree of risk NASCAR spectators are willing to accept.
Participants are encouraged to bring their own rocks, bricks, and chunks of concrete to the rock fight scheduled for Laurel Park at 8 p.m. next Monday night. Wait, I have just been handed a note saying the event has been postponed for 2 weeks because too many of the core participants still have not yet recuperated from the last fight.
Open Surgery, a new play by local writer Havelock Wynn, hopes to make its debut at Portland Center Stage this week as a new and novel take on the historic 1973 tennis match between Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King. Open Surgery delves into the twin themes of unrequited love and the whimsical but terribly tragic history of the Spalding Sporting Goods Company.
The Portland public could be getting the opportunity to sample such delicacies as minced cassava leaves with pickled mosquito testicles at a buffet dinner featuring food from the nation of Burundi. The buffet may come off as soon as this Sunday in celebration of Portland's affiliation with its new sister city, Bujumbura. Bujumbura's chief shaman, Randolph Dadunda Remy, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, will speak on the topic of positive outcomes expected from the nation's enthusiastic program of ethnic cleansing and initiatives supported through a loan from the International Monetary Fund.
Washed-up actor Burt Reynolds pays a visit to Portland soon to kick off the Hollywood Theater's revival of the Smokey and the Bandit film series. Reynolds is expected to arrive in a late 70s Pontiac Trans Am. He will not be accompanied by any other actors or crew associated with those films, as none of them have consented to speak to him in years.
The Pet Lovers of Portland organization invites any and all to enter their best furry little buddies into the Portland area All Pet Show competition at Lloyd Center. This year, the competition will be open to all manner of pets, from Bengal tigers to Luna moths. And the competition, for the first time anywhere, will be unrestricted. That is, animals, usually competing by phylum and breed, will not be subjected to the embarrassment of being labeled and forced into specific classifications. So your cockapoo could conceivably beat my inchworm.
There will also be special events, such as a cooking demonstration of alternatives to euthanasia for your aging pets.
It's being called a pub crawl for the lazy, and it's being held on one downtown city block where, with the aid of hand trucks, thoroughly besotted attendees will be moved on the hour from one bar to another. Three bars and one mattress store are participating. Attendees should be over 21 and have no problems with motion sickness.
Roller cage, a new sport sweeping America, even the city of Portland, which sometimes isn't certain it's actually a part of the United States, is an amalgam of cage fighting, roller derby, Australian rules football, and poetry slam. The Portland team, the Holy Rosie Hosey Nosies, will be taking on the Memphis Simpleton Poets Wednesday at the Moda Center in the midst of a Trailblazers game. Come early for the preliminary event featuring Bound and Gagged Phil Knight staked down in the middle of the cage, while Indonesian sweatshop workers flown in just for the event roller skate around him while pelting him to within an inch of his life with Nike sneakers. Fans are invited to bring things to throw at the contestants.
Anybody with $20 to spare is invited to come to a CD release party at the Mississippi Studios in North Portland, or some similar joint.
The CD, Dreams of Misbegotten Chromium Forests, is being released by Vancouver's very own award-losing filling station restroom band, the Greedy Avaricious Bastards Plus Five. There will also be a second band on hand, one with members who can actually read sheet music, to provide accompaniment for dancing and any karaoke singing that could break out.
Well, that's it for this week's schedule of things that could be taking place in Portland and vicinity soon. Assuming people allow them to happen. Listen in again next month, as unlikely as this may be, more exciting happenings take flight in our glorious Stump City, the place we love to call Rip Town.